This parasha, Parashas Matos, Torah tells us that Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven had mikne rav, had a lot of cattle. So Rabbanan from Pshischa says, in Kol Simchas, in Kufayin Tess, you see in front of you, Parashas Matos, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, Kassaf, Mokam Achim, Hashem, Rav, and Pshischa, mikne rav, Shahayelahem Kinyin Dvekis, B'maish Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom. In fact, the Targum Yonatan here says that the reason why Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven wished to live outside of Eretz Yisrael Bivar HaYarden is because Moshe Rabbeinu was buried there. That's how he teaches Mikne Rav. So Alpi Chasidus, Rabbanim says, Mikne Rav is a Lashon Kinyan in the Rebbe. But since they had a Kinyan in the Rebbe, they preferred to stay with the Rebbe than to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, of course, they're criticized for this on some level, and it's not the time and place to discuss this. How we bring out one element and Inyan and Avodas Hashem when it comes to Shaychis to Tzadikim, which we spoke a little bit about last week. You see here the words of the Nemeli Malach, Parshas Emor. He writes in the middle of a piece, Lefamim nimtzayim b'nei adam asher yakivu l'avoida, people who want to be b'nei aliyah. Kasher yiru ein of ma'isei tzadikim utinu asan l'shma yisbarach, when they see the Tzadikim, how they are, how they move their bodies in certain ways. Like I heard from my Rebbe, he told me that by the Satmar Rebbe, Zchus Yagen Aleinu, there were two times you can always count on him that he would make tenuas mishunos. One of them was on Friday night when he would eat the fish on Friday night. His hands would fly in all different directions, mamish like his bash to sagashmias. And the second time was always by hanachas tefillin. Whenever he would put on his tefillin, he would always move his body in ways of tremendous vekas, which anybody who saw that hanhaga knew that it was literally shalomina ilam azeh. So that's obviously an extreme example. It can mean copying any ways of any tzaddik or rebbe. So let's say a Talmud has a certain chain and a certain ma'isa that a tzaddik or rebbe does. So hutav ve'enav ma'od hatnua hi la'asis gam hu kamayhem. And he says, you know what, I'm going to conduct myself like that. I should be like the rebbe. Lisna'eya kach kenaya atzi hayar. He says that he starts to throw himself in different directions like a tree in the forest. Beloy tam v'reyach. And it's empty. Thinking that the tnuwa itself is a nachas ruach for Hashem. Ube'emes ein okein. But it's not true. Ki hatnuwa ba'a merov avoda hazaka v'tzachus hanefesh. That the reason why the tzaddik moves away is not because he has to force his body parts to act in that way. It's because there's an inner fire in the heart of the tzaddik. V'cheshka hagodol avoda. And it's a tremendous cheshik to serve Hashem. As memeila neshava mikoicha hatnua hanoa v'hayofa. That's how it develops. Like the Gemara says about Rabbi Kiva, when he would daven Shemana Esrei, he would move in so many different tnuas, he would start in one corner and end up in the other corner of the room. And there are many ma'isim like this about the Bardichever. Tzadikin nowadays, so you see tnuas mashunos like Rav Tzvi Meir, whoever saw him daven before. The hainu hatnuas v'hamalachos shebe avoida. So he said, I'm sorry, v'zehu, so he teaches the pasuk this way. Kol malechas avoida lo yisasu. That the malecha of the avoda don't do it. Taino hatnuas v'hamalachos shebavoda. The actual tnuas, which is called the malecha of the avoda, lo yisasu bekavana ledamos atma letzadik lasos k'maasehu. That it should be like that. Zar maasehu bios shelo lishma chalila. The reason why it's zar is because you're missing the inner, you're missing the pnimius. Akverach tasu lishma hagadol. Should only be each person should just serve Hashem lishma. Whatever happens on the outside happens on the outside. The Tzadikim cites the same thing when it comes to the Ktiris. It says, like the Ktiris, leisasu kamohu. That it's not the ingredients of the Ktiris which made the Ktiris. It was the special kavanas behind it. So the isra of not making the concoction of the Ktiris is more b'derech avoda, on that if it's the chitoni, it's chas to the pnimius, then it's really just empty. There's a maisa here in the bottom, which relates to the morning seder, which is about shchita. We'll tie it in a little bit momentarily. Bachatzeir shall have a kodesh baltifer shlomo from Adamsk. In Adamsk, his stoifiv chassid zaken pekiach. There was a very wise older chassid. Pamachas hivchin oisei chassid ba'avich ploni ishu oisei betfilasak nosef shal Rebbe. So this wise older chassid noticed that there was a younger one who was trying to mimic the tnuos of the Radomsker. Nigashi loved, so he approached him, this youngster. And he whispered in his ear, "Lahavi yodu alacha shataroy l'shchita." You know, you're chayev misa, you're chayev shchita for this. So nifal avich menech lemaher. The Rebbe was very scared, obviously. L'safra those kol asher amar lo chassid azakam beforsim. If it was just some shmecky on the street, it wouldn't bother him. But here, one of the big chassidim says something like that. It's certainly something to worry about. Kishishal HaRebbe is a chassid the Kavanas Dvarav, so when he asked the Rebbe, so Heshiv Lo HaChassid, and the Rebbe asked the chassid, I'm sorry, so the chassid told the Rebbe, B'tzavas Rebbe Huda HaChassid Nemar, Ki Tarnagolas HaKaris Kamo Tarnagol. If there's a Tarnagolas, which cries out like a Tarnagol, Yesh L'Shachta, you should shecht it. So we know all the teachings of Yehuda Chassid are very mysterious. So this is how he touched it up in Chassidus. He said, V'tamo shal davar hu, b'shlama ha-tarnagol, I guess it means a tarnagol which is about to go to Shechita. B'shah shekoev lo tachas knafav, if it has a certain ache, muchach likro, lav dafka going to Shechita. I mean, a certain tarnagol, if he has reason to cry and he cries, so then there's an excuse, we understand why he's crying. Avalata Tarnagolis, but you, the Tarnagolis, She'en lecha kev tachas knafecha, ma lecha kisikrai. Why are you crying out? You have no reason to cry out. Ein zos ela she'at karas tam b'li siva. You're just crying for nothing. V'lachin ruya ad l'shchita. So Memela said the chassid, Im ha-rebi tzoek vos etzminos v'sfilaso, ha-rezim mishum she'eslavos t'kidusha boris b'kevo. If you make certain tnuos and certain tzakos during your davening, everybody understands. Shaper dami. Avalata, but you, the youngster, Avichatzayer, she'ein kol eish or kedus b'cha, that there's no inner fire inside of you. Malachem etzayk vos etznos. Why are you crying out? Why are you making these moves? Ela ein zos she'at etzoyk stam, v'lachein dincha k'din tarnagolas ha'kor stam v'lo siba. So you're just like a tarnagolas, which is calling out like the tarnagol. So you're chayv shchita. You're chayv shchita for that. So trying to mimic the tzaddik, the ways of the tzaddik, without having an inner pinyus to understand the tzaddik, that's called shchita. Of course, this all falls under the klal of chanuch lenar al pidarko, that every single person has a certain halicha in his avodas Hashem, and trying to mimic the tzaddik takes away a person from who he is. Every person has to serve Hashem from his shayrish, not to serve like the tzaddik serves. To learn lessons from the tzaddik is a tool that a person should be able to grow from, but a person has to emerge as himself. Trying to mimic is just an imitation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want imitations. He wants the real thing. You find this in every aspect in life. Let's say I remember growing up, I used to try, when I was playing basketball, I used to try to mimic my jump shot like different players. You probably wouldn't know because it's before your time. Actually, Reggie Miller, you probably knew. But it didn't go. It doesn't go. Because if you just try to go like this and try to mimic the shot because you like it and it looks nice and he hits shots like that, so you're going to hit shots like that. So it just doesn't work. Every single person has to shoot exactly the way he shoots it because that's the best success. Just trying to mimic and to make it look good is not going to do anything. So it's just falling into chitzonius without pimis. It doesn't go anywhere. Just want to darshan a little bit this inyan of shchita, which he's talking about and how it applies. Not mamish, maybe we'll save the shchita shir for another time. And pimis, what shchita means, we started it a little bit. But just b'miksas, the inyan of shchita, what he means here, this chassid about shchita, a person who tries to mimic another tzaddik is chayav shchita. We find by Avraham ben Yitzchak a very interesting thing. Hashem tells Avram Avinu to lay Yitzhak on the Mizbeach. And afterwards Hashem says, we mentioned this before, Hashem says, I didn't say to Shechtem, I said Ha'aleihu v'lo Shechtehu. I didn't say to Shechtem, I just said Ha'aleihu, just put him on the Mizbeach. What's the pinimis of what's going on over here? So, B'derech Jewish, you could say as follows, and of course we're not going to accuse Avram Chas V'Shalom of anything Chazal don't accuse him on. You can learn many things from the Sipur HaTorah, not about Avram Yitzhak, but just the teachings of what we're supposed to learn from there and lessons. So you could say B'derech Drush, what the Sipur is telling us, is that it could be perhaps that we know that Avram was the Mida of Ava, and Yitzhak is the Mida of Yira. And it's interesting that when Yitzhak is born, so Sarah says, and Avram accuses her, and Hashem accuses her of being Tzoichek, and she says, Loi Tzachakti Ki Yareya. And then Hashem says, no, you were Tzoichek, don't try to get out of it, you were Tzoichek. She says, no, Ki Yareya. So what's going on over here? So it's very interesting that Yitzhak's name is Yitzhak, yet he serves Hashem with Derech of Yira. It would seem like Tzchoik is an aspect of Ava, yet he serves Hashem with Yira. So the premise is like this. Avram was a person of Ava. And what Avram knew how to do was to raise people, Derech Ava. That's how he was Makar people. He was so successful in his Avoda of Kir V'chokim because he knew how to express Ava. And he thought that he was going to raise Yitzhak this way because Yitzhak was his son and he was an Ava, so Ava produces Ava. So he was raising him with Derech Ava. So by doing so, he gave a yinika to Yishmael. Yishmael came and he started messing with Yitzhak. It says he was metzachik in Yitzhak. And then Sarah says, we have to throw Yishmael out of the home, and Avram doesn't really want to, because he's all involved in Kir V'chokin. Hashem says, no, you have to throw Kol Asherah Tomar Aleha Sarah, Shema B'kola. Why? Because Sarah's right. Had you been raising Yitzchak with Derech of Yira, so then it would have warded away Yishmael's Yinika, because Yishmael, of course, we know is the Ava of the Klipa. The whole way of Yishmael lifestyle is about Ava, which is a fallen Ava. But because he was raising Yitzchak in an improper way, so it allowed Yishmael to have Yinika onto Yitzchak, to which Hashem said, everything Sarah says, you have to do. Why? Because she's right. If you're raising him b'derech tzchayk, then it's going to be mitzachik and Yitzchak. Hashem wants you to raise him according to his shayush, which is the Inyan of Yira. So when did all this change? It changed by the Akedah. It changed by the Akedah, because here by the Akedah, what does Hashem tell Yitzchak, tell Avram? He says, I want you to shecht him. Why shecht him? Because he's chayev on the Inyan of Yehuda Chassid. He says, if you're raising him in the way which is your way, but not the way of the Talmud. The Talmud has his own sharash. He can't mimic you, and you can't ask him to mimic you either. So because he's raising a mederech of Ahavan, not mederech Ayira, so he says to him, Shachtehu. Doesn't say Shachtehu, it says Haleu. He says, you're chayev shchit on him, because you're not raising him the way according to his sharash. And that's merumas in Hashem's words, in fact, to Avram. What does he say to him? Hashem says, Kach lecha es bincha es yichitcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. You can type Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak, that you're loving Yitzchak. Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak means that you're raising him b'derech of Ahava. And because you're raising him b'derech of Ahava, that's why he's Chayav Shechita. That's why he's Chayav Shechita. The Zohar Kaddish here, however, says that when Avram was doing this act, there was a mizug which took place of Avram's Ahava with Yira and Yitzchak's Yira with Ahava. The Zohar says on the Pasuk, Vayomer Yitzchak El Avraham Aviv, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hinani Bini. What type of an exchange is this? That he's saying Tati, and he's saying, yes, my son, and that's it? That's the whole exchange? So the Zohar says that Avram's Mida was a Mida of Ava, and Yitzchak's Mida was a Mida of Yira, and here there was a Mizuk which was taking place. Yitzchak said to Avraham, Avi, which means that I want a kinyan in your Ava, and Avram says back, Hinani Bini, behold, here I'm here to you, I want a chelik in your Yira. So now everything was Masudr now. Everything was Masudr. And that's why Hashem says to Avram Avinu, he says, Ata Yadati, now I see Kirela Kim Ata. Now I see that you have Yira. Now I see everything's going to be okay. Now Avram can raise Yitzhak on the Derech of Yira. So now once everything is straight, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Shachteyu lo yamarti, Ela ha'aleyu. I didn't say to Shachtim, I just said ha'aleyu. The difference between Shachteyu and ha'aleyu is that if you're raising a kid, and this is a very important yisod when it comes to raising children or talmidim, is that if you're trying to raise a child according to tchunas which don't belong to him, you're not raising the child, you're not even doing anything good for the child, you're shechting the child. And many children go off the derech, lo aleinu, it's because when the children are being raised by parents or rebbeim in a way where they're trying to fit them into a certain box, and they're saying, this is the derech, and there's no other derech, so that's called a shechting the child. You cause him to run away from his Yiddishkeit because you're creating, it's an avodah zara to him. It's zara to him because his whole shayrish is to serve Hashem in a certain way, and you're forcing him to go against that tchuna. That's called Shachtehu. And what Hashem wants is Ha'aleyu. Ha'aleyu means that it should be natural, that he should be a B'derech Ha'aliyah, that he shouldn't have to be bending himself. That's called Ha'aleyu, like a ner. V'ha'aleyu tzches ha'neros, like all the Tzvarim say there. V'ha'aleyu means that it should be natural to him. V'lo Shachtehu. Shachtehu is just, it's corrupting the child. And that was the whole back and forth between Avram Yitzchak. Lo tzachakti ki yareha, that she understood a little bit about the Derech Aviyah, to which Hashem says to Sarah, Kol Asher Tomar Aleha Sarah Shema B'Koyla, to which Avram needed that little tweaking. Of course, this is b'derech Jewish, not b'derech Mamish. But that's what Hashem says, Ki adati l'man yitzaves beiso acharav lasois stako mishpat. That Hashem says, I see later on to that point of Ki adati, ata yadati ki relokim ata, that Avram will be able to raise eventually his children b'derech stako umishpat, either to Ava or to Yira. So Hashem had trust in Avram that he would get there at the end of the parasha, Parshas Vayira. But it took time in order for Avram to develop that mentality, kivyachol, to be able to raise him accordingly. If you take a look in the Gemara here in Sota, and we'll conclude with this on Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. Here the Gemara says, and about four lines down, we'll just start from the top. It says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Yirei Elokim Be'Iyov, and it says, Yirei Elokim Be'Avram. So the Gemara says, just like Yirei Elokim, which is said by Avram, is Me'ahava, so too the Yirei Elokim Be'Iyov is also Me'ahava. So you see here that Hashem wasn't just saying to Avram, you're Yirei Elokim. It was Yirei Elokim Me'Ahava, like we said in the Zayar, that there was a Mizug of the Midas of Yir and Ava. And then the Gemara goes into a very interesting thing. Six lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, Hanu Tshei Talmidi. There were two Talmidim, the Havu Yosfi Kami, the Rabbah, who were sitting in front of Rabbah. Chad Amalei Akrayim B'chami. One said to Rava, I saw in my dream the Pasuk, Ma Rav Tuvcha Shetzafan Tzadli B'yacha. I saw in my dream, they were saying to me, so Rabbi said to each of the Talmidim, you're both tzaddik gemurim. The reason why they showed you a pasuk about Ava is because you serve Hashem with Ava. And the reason why they showed you a pasuk about Yira is because you serve Hashem with Yira. So what's the hemshech of the two sigils? Of course, it has to do with Av and Yira. But the pshat is that based on our Jewish, which we said before, that Avram here was able to be kona, a new understanding of Yitzchak, that not to raise him asher haftes Yitzchak, but raise him a derech of Yira, like Asher says, ata yadati, now I see, kir lakim ata. So you see now, there's a way of serving Hashem with Yira, there's a way of serving Hashem with Arva. And that's how you have to raise each Talmud. So here you have Rava, which is a lashon of Revi, like a Stam Rebbe, who has to know the tchunas of each Talmud. There's a Talmud who knows how to serve with Ava, and there's a Talmud who knows how to serve with Yira. And that's what the chova on the tzaddik and on the Rebbe, that the Talmidim shouldn't look to mimic the Rebbe. It's upon the tzaddik that it's upon the Rebbe to make sure that happens. That each person should find their own derech and avodas Hashem. That's the sort of ha'aleiv aleshachteyu, how to raise healthy Talmidim, not chas v'shalom, they should be shechted in their avodas Hashem. Have a good day.